Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf, your sponsor, Luinish Basar Miakoshom, Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo'basra Daf Tezvov. The Gemara in the end of Amudala brings several shittas. When was Iyoiv, and what era exactly did he live? And then the Gemara brings one shita. Yosef Ha'um Yerabon Kamed Yav Shmuel Manachmane V'Yosef Ha'komar Iyoiv Lo Yehoyo V'Lo Yenivro. Iyoiv never existed. He was just a mashal. He was just an example for us to learn from. And the Gemara goes and asks what questions are that. Now this is obviously a very hard shot to accept. The Iyoiv Lo Hoyo V'Lo Nivro Ak Moshel Hoyo. As the Gemara itself brings the question that the Psukim specify exactly who he was. So what is the meaning of the Mandomer to say that Iyoiv, who was one of Ishiya Tanach, Lo Hoyo V'Lo Nivro Ak Moshel Hoyo. So the Ben Yoyodah here comes and explains that the pshat is that we're talking about here Besoid HaGilgul, the Gilgul Neshama of Iyoiv. We're saying Lo Yehoyo V'Lo Nivro. He wasn't there before. He never came back before. There was the first time he came back. The Ben Yodah adds, based on what he says before, that Iyoiv was a Gilgul of Terach, the father of Avraham Avinu. So that Gilgul never came to the world before. This was the first time there was the Gilgul. Lo Yehoyo wasn't here before. V'Lo Nivro, explains the Ben Yodah, means he did not do a bris milah. And the Ben Yodah goes on to say that a person is not complete until he has a bris milah. And that's what he brings in even the Mefarshim, that it says the words Nase Odom, because Baruch Hu says Nase Odom, it means every person who's created, there's Nase, there's two people that create him. One is a Kadosh Baruch Hu creates him, and then the Moyel completes the creation by doing a bris milah. Iyoiv was Noilad Mol, he was born Mol, and they never did a Tofas Dam Milo. So it says the Ben Yodah is not considered to be that he's Mol. So he's not fully created. That's what it means, Loi Nivro. He was not fully created in the world. Elo Moshel, he was a Moshel. What does it mean he was a Moshel? So says the Ben Yoyod that a person in his body has the letters Shaloim. Shaloim were in his body. Where? Shin is in the nose. There's the letter Shin over there. The letter Lamed is when a person picks up his hand. So there's a shape of a Lamed. And the letter Mem is when a person opens his mouth, there's the shape of an end of Mem. The letter Vav is the Bris Milah. So a person who has a Milah has the word Shalom in his body. But someone who doesn't have the bris milah like Iyoiv is missing the vav. So he has only the letter Shin Lamed Mem. Shin Lamed Mem is the word Moshel. So says the Ben Yoyodah, Lo Yoyah inin ka begilgul, Lo Yinivra inin du bris milah, Rak Moshel Yoyah, the letters that appear in his body are Moshel and not Shalom. Then a similar mahalach, but maybe in a more understood, in a way that we can connect better, says the Sefer Shir Moin. Shir Moin was written by the grandson of the Chasam Sefer, and it's printed in the end of the Torah, Smoisha ala Torah. And there, Pasha's Dvarim, he starts with a similar mahalach. So he starts like this, he brings that Iyoiv had three friends, and one of them told him the words, and kol eile yifol kel shalishim gover. So he says he brought down the Svarim, that here they revealed to him the soy de gilgul, the fact that a person can come a few times to the world. So says the Shir Moin, Lo Yehoyah v'lo Nivra means Lo Yehoyah, he did not come to Gilgul. He was a tzaddik, he didn't come to Gilgul. V'lo Nivra, and he will never come back to Gilgul because he was such a tzaddik, he doesn't have to come back to Gilgul. So there was no Gilgul in Ba'ir. That's Lo Yehoyah v'lo Nivra. Now what does it mean, Rak Moshel Hoyo? So it says the Shir Moin, Moshel here doesn't mean he did not exist. But it means the reason for his existence is to be a Moshel for Am Yisrael. He's a Moshel L'doris Oilom. And he goes on to say, a lot of times something can actually be in the world, but still a mashal. As we find it in the Teichecha that says, Va'iso l'shomo l'moshal. And he comes to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Iyoiv to the world once to be an example to the world, to see how someone can be very successful. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take everything away to challenge him and then give everything back. And that mashal is a musar to the world. So Lo Yehoyah v'Lo Nivra was no Gilgul before or after. Rak Moshel Hoyo was here once to teach Musar to the world. Now this Nekuda that Iyoiv is a Moshel to teach Musar to the world is already brought down in Chazal in Tikkuni Zohar Chodosh. And there Chazal say that Iyoiv Madomar Kula of a Moshel al Yisrael. The whole story of Iyoiv is a Moshel Am Yisrael. And the Vilna Gaon there says, that's what the Gemara Bayah says, Rak Moshel Hoyo. It was a Moshel, it's a Moshel to Am Yisrael. Reuven Amor Margolius and the Shari Zohar sends us and this Gemara to the Zohar over there.
And Ayin Liyaris Dvash, Rabbeinu Aibishitz Chilk Aleph Yushu Dalet, that goes on to speak in length how the whole story of Iyov is the exact story of Am Yisrael. That Iyov in the beginning was super successful, and that was the time of Am Yisrael by Shlomo HaMelech, and everything was perfect. And then he lost everything, and the Satan was trying to challenge him, and lots of the Satan was doing to Am Yisrael, until he lost everything, and that's Am Yisrael going to Golos. And in the end of Iyov, there's Eliyahu ben Barkael that comes to save him, and that's Keneged Eliyahu Novi that comes to save Am Yisrael. So it comes out, the story of Iyov is not that Iyov didn't exist. But what the Gemara tells us, like Moshal Hayom, means that Iyov is here for a purpose to teach us Musar, to give us Hadrocha in life. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list, who wants to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.